Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicles' Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, two guys talking ball in September, September baseball. Bruce, it's a different month, but September, that's when the stories come. That's when the Cy Youngs are awarded. I can't wait for September baseball. I like it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have to. There's so much good stuff going on. You know, right across the bay, the A's have got the Yankees coming in. And that looks like it could be the wild card game. It, you know, it's just, it's crazy. It's too bad the Giants are kind of on the perimeter of it all. But, you know, the real baseball fan has an awful lot to look forward to.
Yeah, you know, I said this earlier in the show, and the Giants have played 76 games decided by one or two runs, 38 and 38. And you look at this division and the nuttiness that's gone on, Bruce, come on, with this past weekend. Five more wins for the Giants, and we'd be talking 1951. Here they come.
Yeah, I think we're a little far removed from Bobby Thompson. But, yeah, you know, the Dodgers, they just polished off Arizona three straight one-run games. And the last two were really especially dramatic with Matt Kemp coming through. And they've really got something going right now. It's only a half a game over Colorado and one over Arizona. But it just feels like, as crazy as the division has been, the Dodgers might prevail.
Well, they may. The Giants are going to have something to say about it, I'll tell you that, as they go down the stretch. But since June, and I we don't say this enough, and I know it's in the notes every day, Giants have the best earned run average in the majors since June. How about that?
That's pretty amazing. I mean, that give you some hope from next year, because this has been carved out by young guys. I mean, you know, Samardzija and Cueto obviously have their problems, and it's being done by the likes of Suarez and Rodriguez, and now Stratton's coming on, and the bullpen's been good. So, you know, the Giants, they need a foundation of pitching. They always will. Every team does, but especially this team, as you look ahead to what they've got in the next few years. And, yeah, I mean, you got to have – there's got to be one stat that looks good for you.
Yeah, and it's the one that you look at and say, all right, if it was the other way, they couldn't get anybody out, and I don't care what the hitters would do. But that's the one that you build on. So I think it's an important one. I don't think we in the media give it enough credence, but it has been amazing. That's why they're 68 and 70 and still saying, gee, if they win five in a row, maybe they'll get back into it. I mean, it's crazy, but it's true.
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, it's not over. There's a whole month to go. I mean, a lot of bizarre things could happen. The fact that there's three teams up there ahead of them is a little bit daunting, and you know, the wild card is pretty much of a dream. But yeah, and it's great because, you know, they're still competitive. They're certainly not folding up the tent, and we're going to see a lot of guys like Shaw and Slater, and you know, more from Stratton and the young guys, and see what they do. In the pressure of a pennant race, even if it doesn't directly involve them.
Absolutely, because the teams are playing for keeps.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see how your guys respond to that. I think it's very important. I think we're going to learn a lot about some of these young pitchers, especially going down the stretch. Hopefully the arms are still fresh there. But Bumgarner goes today, Bruce, and we talk about him. You know, as I said on the show this morning, you don't have to throw 95 your whole life. You can be a pitcher. You can learn how to pitch. Spahn, Burdette, Whitey Ford, you know, Marichal, Perry. These guys did learn how to pitch. And maybe Bumgarner's one of those guys, because I think the arm is still there.
Yeah, it's not quite Frank Tanana territory where he threw 100, next thing you know, he's throwing a 78. but yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, about a month ago when everybody was trying to figure out what the Giants were going to do, there was some talk about, geez, you know, we would never want to give up Bumgarner, but what could we get for him? You know, he has to at least come up in the front office conversations. And I think now that, as well as he's pitching, and it's great to see. I mean, they've got to view him as the anchor of the pitching staff, you know, indefinitely, really. And he's very smart. You know, it's so crucial. His release point's always the same, and hitters don't know what's coming. And he hasn't lost a ton of velocity, and he's just still in complete command out there. So I think that's really big for September, and especially next year.
I do. I think he could be one of those guys. And Kane was not. Zito was not. Lincecum was not. He could be one of those guys that has a second half of a career that he knows what he could do as a pitcher. So he's in course today. Well, I'll tell you, the Giants do not match up well in this ballpark. They've lost like 15 of the last 17 there. And without a doubt, they got trouble there.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans watch that game kind of hiding behind the couch. And every now and then they look up and take a peek. Charlie Blackman's up and they go back down with the Cats. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, you know, it's just so hard to say what's going to happen. But if they keep pitching, let's put it this way, if they have a good pitching series in that park, it'll just solidify what we've been talking about and, you know, building that foundation for the future.
Boy, Paul White and I were just going through some of the awards, and I know you've been talking about Soto all year long. And
yeah.
But this Acuna, if you gave me either one, I could build around them for the next 5 years.
Yeah, everything you can do in the game, these guys do, and they're entertainers on top of it.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, they're the shining example of all the young talent that's coming through. Well, you know, wait till Vlad Guerrero Jr. gets up here. He looks like a guy who could hit about 340. But yeah, it's a toss up for me and the rookie of the year. And, you know, Derek Rodriguez is going to get – I hope he gets some recognition and gets slides in there third or fourth or whatever. But it's kind of a toss-up right now. I thought Soto would be hard to catch, but every time you look up, Acuna is just, oh, my God, that guy's an awesome player. Went 3-for-4 yesterday. He's up to 296.
He has 7 leadoff home runs this year.
Ricky Henderson-like.
Oh, seriously. I mean, you know, you're talking – so we get to see the Braves after this road trip. The Braves come in. I think it's going to be fun to see them.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and, you know, really it goes to – there's a pretty big disparity between guys like this and the Giants kids, and it might be very evident when the Braves come in, but it'll be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Looking at – you touched on the Yankee thing today. CeCe Sabathia pitches today. Vinny is going to join us shortly, Vince Cotronio. But remember Sabathia, every time he came to the Bay Area, the guy got lit up. He couldn't win here because all the people from Vallejo would come down and all the tickets, and he would be gone in the third inning.
Maybe they had too much fun in Vallejo the night before.
I guess something would happen, but he's that tells you a little something about the Yankees pitching that he's still out there. But look, it's a world of bullpens, and what a game that'll be. The A's have 40 pitchers, and the Yankees have about 12 bullpen guys. We could be doing this game probably when I do my next pregame on Saturday. It may be over by then.
It may be. I'm not certain about that. I'm going to be out there tomorrow night, which is looking like a bullpenning game for the A's. And as much as I dread the notion of a procession that never ends of relief pitchers in 4-hour games, you know, it'll be interesting. But there's so much at stake for them to venture into this territory that we've seen Tampa Bay doing all season long. It's a tough thing to all of a sudden institute in September, you know, with just a month left. All of a sudden you're doing this, and, you know, roles change, and some guys might not be comfortable with that. So if tomorrow night is another disaster, we'll see if they stay with it. But it's interesting that they're taking that plunge.
It's great story. Great story.
Yeah.
I'll let you go with this one. You know, it is Labor Day, and it is a good marker for the season. And as I say, the awards are sort of given by what happens in September. But National League Cy Young. And we saw Syndergaard yesterday, and of course he hasn't had all the innings and the stuff, but man, can you get better than this guy? And then you get DeGrom, and you get Nola, and you get Scherzer. Where do you go with it? Where do you go with it? Have you seen enough, or do you have to see
more? Well, you could make a case for all those guys. I'm always partial to Scherzer because he's such a competitor. And he's so fun to watch, and he's just unhittable when he's on. And he's a hitter. He runs the bases. You know, that the Cy Young isn't really about your all-around talents, but I think he's the most fun to watch. A guy like Syndergaard yesterday, you know, he went the distance, which you never see, and he was still snapping off unhittable sliders in the ninth inning. I think his last pitch was 99.
Yep.
So I guess, and you know, Nolan is a huge story on a team that nobody saw coming. To me, I mean, I'd like to see Scherzer win it just because I'm just a fan of watching him pitch. But, you know, and DeGrom, all four of those guys, I think it's kind of a it's kind of a toss-up right now.
Yeah, it is. That's why September will tell the story. I will say this. If Scherzer wins another one, it puts him in the Hall of Fame. I don't care how many wins he gets.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. You know, I always judge Hall of Fame by how they rank it, how they look, the image they project, how other people feel about him at the time, not in retrospect. And Scherzer right now is one of those guys. He just absolutely lights up the place when he pitches. And it's hard to do as a pitcher, you know, while still keeping your composure. And you don't go out there to be an entertainer. He's just naturally entertaining.
Yeah. Wow, what a day. All right, enjoy it. Enjoy Labor Day, and we'll talk on Saturday.
All right, Marty, thanks a lot. Talk to you.
All right, that is a great Bruce Jenkins. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.